Tom Ackerman with you on KMOX, and we're joined by Chris Kerber, the voice of the Blues, on a big night, big day for the Blues. Started out with some free agent signings, and it ended with a whopper of a trade, Kerbs. They get Ryan O'Reilly from the Buffalo Sabres. Your reaction to this deal: Tage Thompson, Vladimir Sobotka, Patrick Berglund, a first-round pick in 2019, and a second-round pick in 2021, going for one heck of a two-way center.
Yeah, this is a big-time deal for the St. Louis Blues, and I think in one day, Doug Armstrong changed the complexion of this hockey team in a lot of ways. One, some players, obviously, like a Kyle Brodziak not re-signing, and then they're signing with Edmonton, of course, not the Blues, and then this trade, and it is one that is going to make some noise. The big deal around Ryan O'Reilly was the signing bonus he was due, and Doug Armstrong had no hesitation and complete cooperation with the ownership group, and I think it speaks volumes to Tom Stillman and his ownership team and the moves of Doug Armstrong. He had been working on this for a while. They couldn't get it done at the draft, and it was because of the pieces. I had a chance to talk to Doug here tonight, and one of the things that put it back in play was the free agent signings that he had of David Perron and Tyler Bozak. And because of those free agent signings, he was able to call the GM of the Buffalo Sabres back, and in doing so, was able to consummate this deal. And I think it's one that should excite St. Louis Blues fans in a major, major way right now, because, this is as strong as the Blues have been down the middle in quite a while.
Well, let's talk about O'Reilly. He is in the prime of his career. He has a big left-handed shot, and he loves to shoot it a lot. And he plays hard, and he plays really a fearless brand of hockey, I would say, Kerbs.
He really does. He plays a very hard nose, and he's been really, really good since the day he came into the league with the Colorado Avalanche. They, of course, moved him to Buffalo. Buffalo signed him to the long-term contract. This is a guy that's had between 55 to 60 points every year for the last 4 years. He's hit over 60 points three times. And look, we're talking about a guy that had those kind of points last year playing for the Buffalo Sabres, you know, who ended up finished statistically the worst team in the league. So you put him now all of a sudden in your top six, if not in your top three, with the kind of players the Blues had with Tarasenko and Schwartz, and you really have something. And then, you know, then you look right down the middle and you figure, oh my goodness, you've got, you know, you put Braden Schenn in that mix, and the Blues are in some terrific spot here. And then because they're getting that responsibility of a player that you're talking about, and this is a guy that doesn't take many penalties. I mean, he's had seasons where he's only taken one penalty. He was a finalist for the Lady Bing this year. He's already won the Lady Bing, but he is hard-nosed, and by all accounts that I've talked to a couple people, a terrific guy in the locker room. This was a terrific addition on many fronts for the St. Louis Blues.
27-year-old Ryan O'Reilly, a member of the Blues, and a big trade for a player who can do a little bit of everything. He's got some Jaden Schwartz in him and a two-way player. He has some Paul Stastny in him. Is that he can do a lot of things at the center position. And Kerbs, they do it by trading Tage Thompson. Now, they also dump some salary of Buffalo's way with some players who've been around, Vladimir Sobotka and Patrick Berglund, and we mentioned those draft picks. Tage Thompson is one of the great prospects in this organization, but he is not Jordan Kyrou. He's not Robert Thomas. He's not Clem Costin. Heck, he's not Colton Parayko. And those were some names that were being tossed around in a possible O'Reilly trade.
Yeah, you know what? The good thing is the Blues came out of this process, and you heard Parayko's name around a lot. Was he actually on the table? I don't know, but I'm thrilled that he was not dealt. I'm a huge fan of the potential of that young man there. The other guys that you're talking about, you do have to unfortunately give something to get something. And, you know, Tage Thompson has a terrific shot and went through some growth in his first season in the league. I think Tage is going to be a terrific player in the National Hockey League, especially with the young forwards that they have in Buffalo. He's going to get a great chance to become terrific. But prospects are prospects, Tom. I mean, we saw Tage Thompson and Sammy Blay last year. We saw that. Look, it takes these guys some time to get used to the National Hockey League. Look at the kind of year that Jaden Schwartz had last year, and it's taken a while to get to that kind of consistency. And that is the normal case here. The guys that just come in and light it on fire and go right from the start, those are more of the rarities. And so you're going to have some time with these guys. The Blues, with their moves today, including this big trade here, they've brought in character, they've brought in some skill, they've brought in guys that can play the style of play that they want to play under Mike Yeo. And they're better for it. And what they're able to do is, because they're top six centermen, you know, with the two centermen of Braden Schenn and Ryan O'Reilly are set, you don't have to force a young Robert Thomas into the mix earlier. If he's ready, great. If he's not, he could go to the minors and play. He could stay up here and play, but you don't have to force him in, kind of like the Blues had to do with Thompson and Blay last year. And you can give guys an opportunity to grow. And that's the same thing with Kyrou. It's the same thing with the other young forwards that they've got coming up. And I think that is huge for this hockey team. The ability to let players grow to be ready to play in the National Hockey League versus having to let them get that education here is the difference in sometimes the confidence of a career of a young player. So it's enormous along those kind of lines, in my opinion, and a terrific smart move by Doug Armstrong because of that. I will tell you, you got to see a couple of quality guys go as well with Berglund and Sobotka. And I'm going to miss the big Swede. He was always funny and great to be around. He grew into a man here as a St. Louis Blue. So it's tough to see him go. And then, of course, Vladimir Sobotka, the Blues held on to him, and he became a very important chip here, to put in that deal as well. And I think it's going to work out well for everybody along those lines.
Chris Kerber, we certainly appreciate it. The voice of the Blues with us on a big night for the organization, the franchise acquiring Ryan O'Reilly for Tage Thompson, Vladimir Sobotka, Patrick Berglund, a first-round pick in 2019 and a second-round pick in 2021. We can't wait to welcome Ryan into St. Louis, and we always enjoy Chris Kerber up in the booth. We appreciate it.
All right, Tom. Thanks. Have a great night, and we got some excitement here for the summer now to look forward to.
Stay with KMOX and KMOX.com for more reaction. I'm Tom Ackerman on the home of the best Blues coverage, KMOX.